This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. When California raisin growers look at their crop, they see a nightmare landscape. Falling prices and foreign competition are brutalizing them. The high times of the 80s, when the claymation California raisins were a pop culture sensation, now feel very far away. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes us to raisin country to see what's happening.
Selma is a town about 3 hours north of Los Angeles near Fresno, about 24,000 people. There's a typical old town square, and that's where you'll find the Chamber of Commerce. Robert Allen is the executive director.
We're very proud of the fact that we still produce raisins and can call ourselves the raisin capital of the world.
And he's not just saying that. It's Selma's city motto. Allen's seen some changes in the 72 years he's lived here.
It used to be 20-acre farms would provide enough support for family, but most of the smaller farmers probably have jobs outside the farm just to maintain it.
That's because raisin farmers don't get as much as they used to for their produce. There's still 165,000 acres of farmland dedicated to raisin grapes, but that's half what there was 15 years ago. Last month, farmers and the packers they sell to agreed to a price for last year's crop, $1,100 a ton, down more than a quarter from last year.
They can't make it at $1,100. All these farmers, they're pulling them out now because they can't make it.
That's John Pabujan. He's got about 450 acres of farmland himself and also owns this packing company called American Raisins. He says he'll be fine. He turned 80 a couple of weeks ago, and he's been farming since he was four. He says a century ago, when his grandfather started the business, farmers didn't have to worry about regulations on things like chemicals you could use and what you paid workers. They do now.
Two things that are hurting the farmers over here is regulations and labor. Our labor is just keeps going up every year, and there's no end to it.
For the first time, California won't be the world's leading producer of raisins. That belongs to Turkey. Turkish raisins are cheaper for packers than the ones here. American farmers are pulling up their raisin vineyards and planting more profitable crops like almonds or clementines. Caitlin Barsarian is CEO of the Raisin Bargaining Association. He's the guy who negotiated that price for last year's crop. Barsarian's worked in raisins for more than 50 years, and he loves it. But nowadays, he wouldn't advise his friends to stick it out.
You could get $25,000 to $30,000 an acre for your 40 or 80 acres. Cash it out. Take your money and leave.
He says the big guys are going to snatch up that land and get bigger. That's more efficient, but no consolation for the little guys, the families who've been farming this land for more than a century. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.